Today we're at the Conservation and Outdoor Skills Park at the Minot State Fairgrounds. We're visiting with outreach biologist Greg Gullickson. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Greg, it's been 2 years since the state fair has been open. What do we got going on this year?
You know, we're looking back to be, you know, fully operational again and to provide a great outdoor experience right in the middle of a North Dakota State Fair. You know, one of the nice things about the park is obviously the game and fish area. And, you know, one of the best things about the game and fish area is the price. You know, it seems like every time you turn around at the fair, there's a $20 bill flying out of your wallet. And right here at the North Dakota State Fairgrounds, everything here is free within the game and fish area.
Greg, let's go through each individual area up here at the State Fair. Let's start out, first of all, with the info booth.
Yeah, there's a lot of great information. If you want to stop and chat and visit with the game and fish biologist, this is with a game and fish employee, stop by the information booth, and that's a great place if you have questions, if you have concerns. That's a great place to gather information from the game and fish department. Moving down, we do have a lot of great just static displays that showcase a lot of great opportunities in North Dakota. We have the fishing area where you get to see some live fish in the aquariums, get to look at the fish mounts and the different species in North Dakota, try your luck at practice casting, and then actually get out on the dock and catch some fish. And so far from what I've seen this summer, the fishing has been excellent. Moving on, you know, we have the trapping area, which showcases a lot of North Dakota fur bearers and the fur taking industry. Beyond that is the hunter education area where you run, basically get ran through a mini hunter education seminar, just a quick 2 or 3 minute deal, and then actually get to pick up the guns and do some plinking. And moving farther down the area, you know, after you're done with the fishing and the trapping and the hunter education area, one thing that's really become popular is the archery area, where we go through just a quick little tutorial on basic archery skills, and you actually get to fling some arrows at some round targets and actually some 3D targets as well.
Very safe area.
Absolutely. You know, we've never had an incident out here. And, you know, if you haven't been involved in the outdoors, or, you know, if you're not sure what you need to go fishing, what you need for trapping, how to handle a gun safely, how to handle a bow safely, and how to run that equipment, this is a great place for you to get introduced to that as well.
Okay, and we have a lot of photos of the outdoors in North Dakota. We have a pollinator garden.
Yeah, there is a beautiful pollinator garden that showcases some of the things that you can do right in your own backyard. You know, that helps to improve a lot of things for different insect species, and specifically monarch butterflies. And we also do have a monarch butterfly display here as well. You know, like you mentioned, Mike, the photographs, there's a lot of great information that's out here. And a lot of these photographs that'll bring you back to maybe some of those great outdoor experiences that you've had in the past, or maybe that you've never experienced, and it just kind of exposes you to some of those things.
Talk about the partnership between the North Dakota Game and Fish and the State Fair.
Yeah, between the State Fair and the North Dakota Game and Fish, an excellent relationship. You know, the State Fair pond here in Minot is a great urban fishery as well, and hats off to our fisheries crew for, you know, keeping this stocked full. And there's a lot of happy anglers that you see out here even after the State Fair. So I certainly encourage you, if you're in the Minot area, stop by and visit the North Dakota State Fair pond.
Late July is when the State Fair happens, Greg. It's hot weather typically. Sometimes we have people coming out here just to enjoy the shade.
That's one thing about our area. You know, we have picnic tables scattered throughout the whole area, and there's a lot of people that will simply just come in here to enjoy their lunch, to enjoy their corn dog, to enjoy their Tubby's burger, and just to come and get a little bit of shade. And again, you know, the best part about the whole area is that it's free.
When is the State Fair?
State Fair opens July 23rd, that's a Friday, and then runs through the following Saturday, July 31st.
And the hours here at the Conservation Outdoor Skills Park?
We're open every day from 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
A lot of great information, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you.